And welcome back to Dad's on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and our special guest today is Philip Penfold. Philip is a councillor on Maitland City Council, and he is the founder of the charity Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support. Philip, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Now, Philip, it is really a case of welcome back, because you were on this program once before, back in March 2009, and I think on that occasion we were talking about International Men's Day. So, Philip, how is that going these days?
It's going very well, thank you, Bill. Yes, it's great to be back on your show. The International Men's Day is still going strong here in Maitland with the council, and we're appreciative of your interest back in 2009.
Now, you started this charity, Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support, in 2011, and unfortunately, I guess there's still a need for crisis support in the Hunter Valley.
Definitely. Look, I'm sure that there's a need for support for men in crisis all across the country. I was formerly a member of the Dads in Distress Board, and they do great work, but we were looking for something local that allowed for payment for emergency needs to be provided. Dads in Distress do great work with providing that peer support to men in need, but there are occasions that come up where funding's needed to help either put a roof over someone's head or put food in their belly, get them a phone so that they can make contact with prospective employers or children. We saw that need, and we've been going from strength to strength for the last 5 years.
Does business also support you? Where do you get your funds from?
We obviously are in the Hunter Valley, so we, especially early on, did well with the support that we were able to achieve from mining companies.
Mm-hmm.
In the current downturn in the mining industry, it's made things a little more difficult. But the community's been fantastic. There's been great support for the work that we do, and we've had many smaller or more moderate-sized donations from many businesses and local community groups, local service clubs, the Lions and the Rotary and Kiwanis clubs and things like that. So we're kicking goals with the small funds that we have. It did help when the mining industry was doing a little better. The Hunter Valley's doing quite well business-wise, so not too hard to get enough funding to continue to kick the goals that we're kicking.
We've got winter approaching. I guess that provides special challenges for you in this group.
Definitely. Well, obviously, we're trying to support men that are homeless, whether they're fathers or just single men. Many of people that are in their dire circumstances at their lowest point in life are literally homeless on the street, primary homeless. Though many obviously seek to bounce around or need to bounce around from lounge to lounge or couch surfing, as they say, from friends. So we're particularly concerned in the winter for men that are in their car or literally sleeping in the elements. It's a very sad circumstance for many men regionally.
Yes, I don't know if this is something new, but this idea of couch surfing, people who do that now come within your definition of homelessness, I understand.
They do. I mean, there are many, many men locally that don't have stability within their life, that don't have a set residence somewhere to be. I mean, many of the men that we help are men that have just are living week to week from paycheck to paycheck or benefit to benefit and have gone through a separation. Now, as many of your listeners will know, after a separation, it's far more common for the man to leave the family home. And look, that's often appropriate, especially where there are children involved and the need for the children to stay with the primary caregiver. But, you know, if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you separate and you're trying to still pay to keep the roof over the head of the children, where do you go? Often the first port of call is family or friends, but it doesn't take long for that welcome to be overstayed. Some people don't have close relationships with their family. They're embarrassed or hesitant to go to family that they've become estranged from over time. it doesn't take long for the welcome to be worn out. So they need somewhere to be. We endeavour to help with that immediate short-term need, and if it needs to be a motel for a week or a few days till the next pay cycle kicks in, we can help with that. Obviously, there's support for those in certain circumstances with Housing New South Wales, though there's often a shortfall in the provision of a bond or rent in advance, so we do what we can in that regard as well. But look at all that up, it all becomes expensive. Fundraising is important for our charity, but we do what we can for these guys in difficult circumstances.
It, just listening to you, it makes you think that this could really happen to anybody, couldn't it? I mean, you wake up one morning, you've got a wife and family, you've got your own home, you've got a job, and then all of a sudden you find you've lost everything. And then you might even have people like child support knock on your door saying that any money you do get, we want it. So it must be devastating for some of these men that come under your care.
Very, very difficult and very expensive. Even those, as you say, that have jobs, especially those that are living on a below average or even average income. The difficulty they've got is that, especially when the household that they were living in only had that primary income, that one income, they're endeavouring to still pay that mortgage or still pay that rent at their former marital home where their children are living, because they obviously want to keep that stability for their children especially. Then they're trying to think, well, okay, secondary, how do I put a roof over my own head when I'm still trying to pay for the other rent or the other repayment on the loan? Then they've got child support knocking on their door, and they're obviously endeavouring to do the appropriate thing and to make sure that the children still have what they need. Then they need a whole household full of furniture and the new rent or the new bond. It becomes very, very difficult. Obviously, many men need to lean on family where that's possible, but in many, many cases, that's just not affordable for their family or friends to assist. And we find men end up in a downward spiral.
Yes.
Your listeners are obviously familiar with the difficulties that men in our society have. The suicide rate, 80% of all suicides are men, and it's not surprising that a large amount of these suicides are a result, in large part, of a family breakdown. It's a very difficult time for people during a breakdown, and we need to make sure that men are not overlooked in the provision of services that are on offer. Without stability, there's nowhere for the children to visit. In some circumstances, these men have opportunity to travel interstate to family that can put a roof over their head in the short term, though there's hesitation from the father to do that because it would mean him being out of the day-to-day life of his children. So often they would prefer to stay in the town of their children and be homeless rather than relocate to get a roof over their head, due to the fact that they would be removed from the child's regular life. And it's very obviously stressful enough to have lost your relationship to then go on to be denied or not able to provide a regular visitation or relationship or even primary care provision for your children due to your circumstance is devastating to fathers. So I can understand why many of the choices that are made are made.
Yes, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to play a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and hearing Philip Penfold, our guest today, speaking about the support that he provides, it reminds me of an old Hunter Valley person, Ben Chifley, who talked about the light on the hill. This is Long As I Can See the Light by Creedence Clearwater.
I feel I've got the move.
And that was Long As I Can See the Light by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And we're speaking today to Philip Penfold, who is a councillor on Maitland City Council and the founder of the charity Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support. So, Philip, we were just talking about the dire straits that these men can get into. Is there much support from the government as far as shelters for men who find themselves in this bad situation?
No, very little. In particular, very little where the man has a child or children to provide for. Very, very little. It's difficult. The current state government, to its credit, have done better, though I think there's still some issue with regards to their funding. It's my understanding that their funding now requires, in particular, the refuges, and obviously most of those are women's refuges, to also, in that grant, provide for men. There's some pushback on that from the management and the boards of women's refuges. It does cause some issues. It's very difficult. We exist without the support of state or federal funding. We do what we can with what we have. The support does exist from the government, but it's a very difficult circumstance for them. I think they're doing a little better, but obviously there's still far more that can be done. But I think importantly, Bill, what's necessary is that men in the community need to put their hand up and say, hey, hang on a second. And look, but not just men. Some of the greatest supporters of our charity are women. I get calls all the time from ex-wives or sisters or cousins or often the mothers of men that are in dire circumstances. So there is a lot of support out there, but we need men and we need women in the community who are in a position to support men to put their hand up and tell government that men need to be provided for and we need to be careful that we don't overlook them. There is a notable statistics about male victims of domestic violence. It's an issue I think the government hasn't quite got its head around. There are parts of the government that have and parts that haven't. We've had many, many men who have come with literal physical injury to seek assistance from us. But very rarely do we hear that in the media. Very rarely do we see financial support for men in those circumstances. So it's important that we stand up for men, and I think many of us have that hesitation. We don't want to appear to be in need. We want to appear to be tough and macho, but government aren't going to provide for unless we put our hand up and say, this is important, this is necessary, you need to provide that balance or that equity. And women are very, very good at supporting each other and getting together and making sure that they're caring for each other. Men are doing worse in that regard. I think it's important that men who are capable, who are willing, who can push these causes need to stand up and take action, and women as well. And the women that want to support this cause should, and we should make sure that everyone's provided for in the community, not just those who make the most noise.
This is the wonderful service that you're providing, Philip Penfold, which is fantastic to hear about. Do you think the proportions are changing between the number of men and women that are seeking services?
Especially locally here with the work that we're doing, making it more known that such support exists for men. So it's somewhat helpful, but I think many men don't know support exists for them. And media, in large part, needs to take some responsibility here. We talk a lot about the women's services that exist, the women's services that require fundraising, the women's services that are achieving great things. And they are doing great things, and they should be congratulated for it, absolutely. But it's important that we also provide for all sections of the community, and that includes men. And men also, though, and their supporters of their issues, need to take responsibility for themselves and to put their hand up and explain to government the issues that they have. If you don't talk of it, if you don't lobby for it, if you don't form organisations that assist men in need, well, we can't complain then that government isn't providing for it. We certainly need more, and I think in New South Wales they do perhaps need to look at the arrangements that they have for the provision of homelessness, and in some circumstances it certainly seems that there's hesitation for the one grant receiver or the one organisation to provide for both men and women. And if the government need to revisit that, then they should consider that and look at potentially providing assistance financially separate for men and women where that's called for.
Well, clearly you've got up and done something about it with your charity, Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support. How many people are we talking about in your organisation, Philip?
We have a volunteer board of five. I have numerous people I can call on for assistance where necessary. But we're a small organisation with a small budget, but we think we achieve great things for what we have and what we do. Support exists, whether that's financial support or just physical assistance. Whenever I've had a need that I couldn't fulfil ourselves or with our board, when we've called out for it, that assistance has always been there. But we're small. We see some benefit in that. We're limited in what we can provide and where we can provide assistance due to our size. But we think we're small and nimble and capable and get out there and do what we can. We don't have a premises per se. I work from my home to provide this assistance. We're mobile. I go out and meet men in their circumstances where they are. We get referral from the local hospital, the mental health ward, when we've had admissions from people regarding depression typically, from local neighbourhood centres and the like. So we go out and meet people where they are, sit down and have that conversation and see what short-term assistance we can provide and help direct them to more medium or longer-term assistance that they may need.
And now, in addition to the financial assistance that you provide, do you get involved with other things? Like I know you're former chief instructor of Hunter Valley Karate. Do you try and spur the men on to, say, go to libraries or get physical in sporting activities or, you know, other things to get their mind off their problems?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where being an elected councillor for the city has been helpful. I become obviously aware of many people and groups within the city and what's on offer, especially the free or cheap assistance that exists in the city. So, look, I think men's sheds are a great opportunity for men that need to have, and we all do, need to have that social interaction. It depends on people's circumstances. Most of the men that I assist aren't in a place at that time to have anything structured with regard to attending regular groups or meetings. They find it difficult, especially if they're literally homeless. Yeah, look, library programs, but men's sheds in particular, great organisations. We have three here in the Maitland area. You know, the great opportunity for men just to be with other blokes and know that someone to have a chat with, someone to have a coffee with, someone to work shoulder to shoulder with, as they say. That's important for these men moving forward. Many of the men are in a position where they need more time before they look at such things, but it's important to link men in with the services and the support that's needed moving forward.
Yeah, Men's Sheds, a wonderful organisation, started in Australia and spreading around the world. Do you find, Philip, that some men resist getting that sort of help?
They do. I've literally picked men up before and taken them to meetings with different organisations just to get them started. It is hesitant, but look, the men that I speak with have typically made a reach out for support to me themselves in the first place. So if they're willing to do that, they'll often be willing to take that step further. But you know, it's important for us all, but you know, certainly men in these circumstances, to know that if they keep doing what they were doing, then they'll keep getting the same result. If you don't change anything, nothing's going to change for you. Making the same choices is going to result in the same outcomes. So, look, we all participate to a degree in our circumstances. In some cases we don't, but in many cases we've contributed to our circumstances at that time. We need to have a look, but we often need help to understand what those issues are and to know how that we can and then move on to a better circumstance and more stability. And for most of these guys' circumstances, they need to do it so that they can get back in a regular routine to have their children be with them, whether that's part-time or full-time. And many of these guys are desperate to have that be full-time in particular because of allegations they make about the well-being of the children at their current home. So it's important for these men to have stability, and it's important for organisations like ours to exist so that we can help give these men a leg up.
Well, Philip Penfold, you are an inspiration and a wonderful asset to the Maitland community. If people want to assist you with this work you're doing, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
We have a Facebook page called the Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support, but probably the easiest or the best bet would be to look at our website, which is simply HVMCS, or Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support, HVMCS.org, just.org.
Okay.
So either Facebook or the website. We do have an Everyday Hero fundraising facility that people can contribute to. We do actually have a little program out there calling for people that are in a position to look to make a very small regular payday contribution. So whether that be $2 per pay or $10 per pay, we figure that if we can get 100 people on such a regular routine, that will help us continue to provide the services that we do in Maitland and the Hunter Valley.
Well, we'll have details on our website as well. So, Philip, we've reached the stage of the program where we ask our guests to pick some music for us. Would you like to tell us which song you've picked and why you picked it?
I would. Thank you, Bill. Yes, I would like In the Living Years with by Mike and the Mechanics. And look, I think when listeners listen to Mike and the Mechanics and this song, I think it brings forward thoughts of the importance of men and fathers in lives, and whether that's about the men thinking of their father or thinking of themselves as a father to their own children. It's important. There's an important message, I think, in this old 80s song, and that we can all get something from.
Don't give in, you may just be okay. tell him all the things I had to say. Think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. So say it, say it, say it loud.
And that was The Living Years by Mark and the Mechanics. So it just remains for me now to thank our special guest today, Philip Penfold, who is the founder of the charity Hunter Valley Men's Crisis Support. Philip, thank you very much for being on the program.
Bill, thank you very much, and thank you to the listeners for taking the time.
We need to get this word out. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with another program, but for now, it's goodbye from Dad's on the Air.